Amber's drawings might be.
You have to promise not to freak out.
You're not an evil person just because you drew pictures.
Amber drew that?
What in the...
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.
What up, Mom? Put down that coffee and grab a wine. Get ready for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, a parenting podcast that covers more shit than your baby's full diaper. I'm Kate. I'm a stay-at-home mom of three living in Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, I'm Christine. I'm a freelance video editor living in Los Angeles and mom to a toddler. Allie here, podcasting from South Kona, Hawaii, where I live up in the mountains with my husband and two sons.
Hey, I'm Molly. I live in Los Angeles, California as a mom of a toddler and a teacher.
And I'm Sarah, your in-house expert on all things mom and baby. I'm a nurse and a doula with a PhD living in Brooklyn, New York.
Between five busy households, it's a miracle that we make it on the mic at all. But trust me, we need this as much as you do.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Nursing and Cursing.
Hey.
Hi, girl.
Hi.
What's up, Mom?
So this week, we are discussing parenting, but parenting in private versus how you parent in public.
Easy.
Totes different.
Oh, I mean, duh.
So gosh. Different, right?
Yes.
Embarrassingly different?
Kind of.
Embarrassingly different for me.
Shamefully different.
Shameful.
Sometimes.
Like, when someone catches you, I was recently caught. I really was deeply humiliated and felt so guilty.
Right. Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible.
Because in private, you're like, babe, use your words. Sorry, in public. Babe, use your words. In private, it's like a pinch to the shoulder that verges on abusive, maybe leaves a mark, and like I'm dragging you upstairs, like, and you're maybe not coming down for another 45 minutes.
Right.
Yesterday in a store, I was whispering like the old school, like my mom, get over here right now, get over here right now, and then I pinched his arm and I was like, you need to stop that. There are people watching you right now, and Phoenix's eyes are just getting wider and wider. I'm like, okay, hon, got it. All right, guys, come on, follow me.
Oh,
doing great.
Allie, no way.
Oh, yes.
It's so bad. I was at a coffee shop the other day, and I took Levi, just him and me, because it's been kind of rough around here with Matilda in the house now. He doesn't, you know, he's like having some attention issues. So
rough,
I'm like,
where are you, in Oklahoma?
Oklahoma. So I'm like, let's go get a coffee, just mommy and Levi. So we go sit at the register. He's sitting on the counter and he pulls my bra off and puts it so my boobs are out.
Yeah,
mama, I want a nursey, talking in a baby voice. And I was like, Levi, stop it, put these away, this is my privacy. And then he goes, no, I don't want to. And he slapped me across the face. And I said, so loud in front of everybody, Jesus Christ, what is wrong with you, Levi? Just stop it. You're driving me insane. Just stop it. And I turn around and this guy I know, who I just met, you know, a few weeks ago, he's a family friend. He's like, hey, Levi. Hey, Christine. And I just wanted to die.
No.
And I said, oh, my God.
Did.
I said, so you're probably going
to
call CPS.
Explaining to Levi how
me.
I wish I'd never had him.
And okay. He goes, don't worry. He said, don't worry, we've all been there. It's okay.
Oh, no, that's the biggest lie, though. That's the one.
No.
When people say that, that's when you know you're busted.
No, my eyes filled up with tears. I texted his wife, hey, your husband just caught me verbally abusing my son in public.
Hey, whatever your husband tells you when he gets home, it's a lie. I'm a really good mom. Never call me again. Bye.
Totally. I had to cover my tracks. Anyway, it was humiliating. And then I just felt like a piece of shit. Like, oh, my God, I actually talked to my son like that. Wow.
But right. Hopefully,
worse.
That was a slip up.
It was. It
usually
was.
Never goes down, right, guys?
Right.
Right.
I just got caught in a moment.
And for me, it is at its kind of worst at preschool pickup, because number one, I'm just coming from my job as a teacher, so I've got the language in my head. And when I go to preschool pickup, you know, West Side Preschool, we love this place, but. You know,
you don't
do
the harsh whisper and you don't do the pinch.
No, and there's no, it's like no timeout zone. There's nothing like that. It's all about, you know, feelings. So, and Augie is just going through it right now. He's three. He's got a new sibling. I'm back at work. He's angry. So I pick him up and there's always some kind of a meltdown because the crayon didn't go in the right direction or whatever. And he ends up on the floor screaming. And we have to go because we have traffic and I got to get home and get nurse the baby before she gets another bottle and blah, blah, blah. But my language at preschool pickup is like, are you having feelings, sweetie?
Stop it.
That you're having feelings.
Stop.
Nauseous. No,
understands. I need you to take a deep breath, though, because we don't speak to each other with disrespectful tones.
My kids would think I was drunk if I spoke to them like that. My kids would be like, wow, my mom's been hitting a fucking Chardonnay hard.
Teachers are there, the other parents, and they're just nodding at me. And then one day, as we're walking out, one of the teachers says, wow, you are so patient with him.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, thank you.
Oh, my gosh, thank you. I read the book about how to parent with unicorns and rainbows, too.
I read the book about how to parent when you're watching me.
Yeah.
Because at home, there's a lot of like.
So what would the difference be, Molly, honestly, in a bad moment at home if he was pulling the same kind of tantrum and you needed to be somewhere, or what does that look like?
The difference is me at the top of my lungs saying, knock it off. and grabbing him at the chin.
Right. Okay.
Grabbing him at the chin. That's the worst. That's like when he is off the fucking rails and I am trying to
at your wit's end
or whatever.
We sound so abusive because we're saying things that abusers say, like, he made me do it. He's off the rails.
He asked for it. He asked for it.
Why do you make mommy so mad? Don't do that to mommy.
And the last time, you know, it was about like kicking me or trying to hit his sister's head to make me mad. And so I did the knock it off, like scared him in his face and grabbed him at the chin. And I said, we do not hurt each other in this family. Do you understand? And he answered back, but you're hurting me right now.
Oh, my God. That like, cuts mm-hmm. like a knife.
You're like, it does fail.
Good point.
Fail.
In my world, like, I would double down and be like, you think that hurts? Don't make me give you something to really cry about.
Right. You know what? We this heard not that right, before. But we do a lot of adult versus child. You know what? I have been on this been on this earth for 35 years, buddy. And when you get there, you're going to have, you know, you're going to be able to deal with things the way you want to deal with things. Or get to have this fucking ice cream cone in front of you because I'm an adult and you're a child. That might sound so awful, but we do use some of that.
You know what's interesting, though? My kids are a little bit older. Well, Phoenix and Edie are the same age, but then I've got a 9-year-old. So my kids are a beat older than your kids. Mm-hmm. And my kids are fully tuned in to public versus private parenting. Fully tuned in.
Do they call you out?
No, they use it to their advantage because they're not stupid. They don't call me out. They will do like a wait till we're all hanging out in a group. I get up on my lap. Hey, mommy, can I XYZ? Something they would never ask me in private because they would know I'd be like, yeah, fucking right. Uh-huh. Mommy.
Brilliant.
Hey, mommy, can me and Annie just make a little potion outside on the deck? We're not going to make a mess, mommy. Would that be okay with you?
In the sweetest voice.
So like,
manipulative.
So manipulative. And like, I don't want to look psychotic. So I'm like, of course. Oh my gosh. Yes, of course. Just make sure you stay outside. Whereas like, private mom, I'm like, Edie, no. Because every time you do that, you bring it inside and I'm cleaning it up for hours. No.
But right.
They got my number.
Right.
The They're language. Also, like, sending their kids, sending their friends to ask me for stuff. Go ask my mom if we can have another.
Ouch.
Go ask my mom if we can have a sleepover. Ask my mom. I hear them. Ask my mom. No, you ask.
Oh, yeah. That's a classic kid maneuver.
But
yeah, ballsy.
And when you are with other parent friends, and we don't have a lot of this here just because we're so busy with work and stuff, but if you're on a quote-unquote play date with kind of a new family or whatever, when do you bro down and show your real side?
So
No, Allie, go.
I was just going to say, and before this, that I'm very lucky in that a lot of kids who are Phoenix's and Leo's age, their parents are very much my best friends here. So we have each other's back like you've never seen. We, I don't want to say in a nasty way, but we talk to each other's kids the same way we talk to our own and how we would want them to be talked to. So we're kind of like, God, stern. And I'm not going to call us the nasty hens, but I've got a couple of friends that I know are going to lay into my kid. And I love that because my kid responds to another adult doing it a little bit, you know, better than they would myself. Right. But there's, yeah, I'm not afraid.
The village. You've got the village with you.
We've got the village with a certain group of kids. We've got the village in a major way where I'm saying, I will say, excuse me. I am an adult. Did you just say that to me? And I'll talk that way in front of the other parent. And they're like, thank you so much. You know,
that would
which
be
is
great.
The same way that probably Molly and Critty would be parenting with each other's kids, right? You know?
Right. Right. Whereas where I am, it's more of you're not trying to impress other parents, but you sure are kind of like looking at them like, wow, they have their shit together and I don't. I best not show my ass right now.
Uh-huh.
And there have been times too, guys, in my postpartum months, which I'm still in, but I'm coming out of like with the emotional stuff. But preschool pickup, there was a day I couldn't hang on.
I remember.
And Augie melted down, and I tried to give him a couple of choices and tried to come out gracefully. And I did with him, but I lost it myself and just started crying in the hallway. He was crying. I started crying. A teacher came over and she said, I see your mom has a lot on her plate right now. And that was making me cry harder.
She's having feelings.
Oh, God. Wow. Molly, you have big feelings? Big feelings.
I have
big old feelings in the hallway. And I walked out of there feeling like such a failure. Like none of the other moms lose their shit like this, you know, which is not true.
Right, totally.
Everybody's
not
a human.
They were probably oh God, Molly's cool.
They probably were so relieved.
I'm glad we have the community that like teaches me how to talk to my kid calmly, because I do use it at home when I can. When I'm like feeling like, I see red. I'm like, okay, he's just going through something. He's 3 years old. This is not personal.
He's just having feelings.
It helps me. The tools help me. So I appreciate it, but
the iPad helps me.
Yeah, and there's plenty of times if I'm at school with Phoenix, you know, dropping him off, or at the grocery store, or there's plenty of people that I don't have deep friendships with. We're not on a level where the language is very much. You know what? I just please don't talk to mommy that way. I just want you to ask in your kind voice and use your words. Whereas at home, it's just. Don't talk to me. You know?
At home it's right. Like, it's a different tone.
At home I'm like, sorry, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me? But like I'm cold as ice. Like, I'm sorry. Are you talking to me right now?
I have a question for Sarah, actually. Obviously Sarah is just weeks into motherhood. So I'm gonna ask you to like go back into your pre-mother self, Sarah.
Okay.
Have you ever seen parents get comfortable in front of you and like speak to their kids a certain way where you were like, ooh, maybe judgmental back then, but like what's your experience been with watching other parents parent?
Yes,
in public or private?
Yes, Sarah. What about watching me parent?
I'm maybe in my pre-parent self, which would mean before I got pregnant, obviously. I'm sure I've judged people.
We all have.
I have. Well, I think everybody before they have kids is like, oh, no problem, because my kid's not going to do that. Oh, no problem, because
I remember thinking,
so much differently.
Why did you even have kids if you're going to talk to them like that in public and be so annoyed with them? And I'm definitely there sometimes. I'm like, oh my God, I became that person.
That's because you don't realize when you are passing that judgment, like when you are seeing that mom snap at her kids in the grocery store and you don't have kids, I think you're just – what you can't appreciate is that mom's probably been listening to backtalk for about 4 years. Like, totally. And you're just catching her at the moment where she can't fucking take it anymore.
Backtalk.
Or when you're in the grocery store or wherever.
Yeah, we don't call it feelings here, Molly. We call it backtalk.
Backsass.
If we hear you hear a kid just wailing, crying, you know, it used to be where you were like, pick up your kid.
Right.
Or what are you doing? Why are you in the store with your kid crying? Hug him, calm him down. And now more often than not, I'm like,
I want to hug the mom.
I feel so bad for the mom.
Totally.
I'm like, she just needs to get her gear and get out of here. Yeah. It's going to be okay. I feel that, you know.
But she needs to do the grocery shopping. She has to.
Exactly. It's hard.
Brutal out there. It's hard out there for a mom.
Moms,
you know what's hard out there for a mom.
Moms, we got your back.
Yeah.
We totally do. It's so pointless to judge other people's parenting unless they're like straight up abusing their kids. And where, like in New York, you see that all the time. But
do you see it at my house, Sarah?
No.
Like, where am I on the spectrum?
Where in New York? What street? No, mom brain. It just went in one ear and out the other. I can't remember what I was just going to say to you guys.
Oh, damn it. You ready for nail fail? Molly, plug in.
I am plugged in.
Okay. All right.
How am I doing?
You sound good, girl.
Okay, let's transition to... What you got?
I got a good fail.
Okay. Let's hear it.
We had some neighbors over to the new house. They wanted to see the renovation. These two very sweet older ladies who live on our block. They're very proper, adorable ladies. And they were walking into the house. They were talking about how great the kids are, how great the renovation is, blah, 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 blah. And I have my most public parenting face on, of course, brand new older lady neighbors. And Edie takes a sip of her water, spits it out across the floor and goes, "Mom, why is there wine in this water glass?"
Oh, God.
And I was Edie. like, did I show you the bathroom? Did I show you guys the bathroom? Like, moving on.
Oh, my God.
And I was fully like, Edie, I don't know what you're talking about. I'll speak with you in a second, honey. Okay.
Yeah.
That's from Daddy's from last night. I don't know what you're talking about. God, yeah. She makes up the weirdest stories. Okay.
That's good.
Real good.
Okay. I got a nail.
Oh, go ahead.
You got a nail. Go ahead.
Nail it.
I had a night off recently, one of my Thursday nights off, and I was able to go out with my lady's friend. Cliff jumping. Lady friends, I should say.
What the hell?
That was awesome. Just like, you know what? Let's grab this by the balls and not go sit and drink cocktails, which we did do after we jumped off some cliffs.
Ultimate nail.
Cliff jumping. Oh, that is like
Hawaii.
That's vacay.
That was good. Just feel so alive. So nervous climbing back up, but you're like, dang, this is what it feels like to be alive. My blood is pumping.
This is awesome.
I was probably passed out watching Law and Order. That's the opposite of alive.
I bet that's probably what sex feels like too, huh?
Getting back on the horse feels like that, Molly. Let us know.
I got a fail.
Came home a couple nights ago. Whole family was out together. We came into the house. I opened the door and was like, babe, this is not good. I think that we have been robbed. The whole house was ransacked. I mean, broken dishes all over the floor, rugs ripped upside down, mats shredded and ripped to pieces, curtains on the ground.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then I saw our puppy in the corner. He had gotten into the house.
Fucker.
That mother.
Destroyed.
Fucker.
Destroyed.
Dead dog.
Okay.
Death.
Dog adoption.
Dead.
I mean, broken. All of my bowls, you guys. Oh. All of my glass cereal bowls. I have to replace them. Broken.
Hell
all
no.
Over the kitchen floor.
Just another reason to go to TJ Maxx, though, babe. Look on the bright side.
Yeah. Just another reason to tie up the dog for life. Anyway, yeah, I was anyway. I wanted to do an Instagram post that just his face saying, no longer a fan. People are going to think I'm abusive, but it's the way I feel. Okay, officially over the dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Should have been over that a long time.
That long.
I know. Took months. Okay.
All right. Okay. Anybody else?
I got a nail. I had a pedicure today. No big deal.
Yes, Gritty.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. And then I had a fail. A couple weeks ago when I was still pregnant, I was on the phone with Allie and just sitting in the driveway talking to her. And while we were speaking, I was just nonchalantly plucking out a nipple hair I found. You know, just pregnant, picking a nipple hair off. And it was a real stubborn one. I was just tugging and tugging while chatting with Allie. Then I look up. One, two, three, four, five men smoking cigarettes, staring at me, watching the whole transaction. The guy's working on my basement.
God.
I mean, I was just full tits out in the driveway. Didn't think anybody was around. It's my driveway.
They are still, those men have a new fetish, and it's nipple hair, and they are Googling it right now.
Guys, and then I farted in front of them days later. Like, seriously, no, it's the most
doesn't
awful.
Matter.
Oh, Chrissy, only you could make nipple hair and farting the fucking sexiest thing ever.
Right, while pregnant. Pregnant nipple hair.
Wow.
Google it.
Yep. Google right. it.
I think I got something. So my okay, I'm gonna call my nail is guys, it's real like I can't retain information.
Okay. I could share a couple of your fails.
And nails. Okay. I have some nails too.
Yes. What about when you threw your phone away the other night, babe?
That's yeah, that's good. A fail.
You threw your phone away. You numbered the chart at school. 1, 2, 3, 3, 3, 2, 1, 4 for the children. That was the number order.
There are so many of those. It's so bad at work. I cannot retain any information.
Guys, how many times has Molly texted and been like, I got to work and I don't have my pump, my charger, my phone.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like so I'm late for it twice a week.
I have nothing. Right.
Pure chaos all the time. And then I'm like, oh, on Thursday, I was out in the parking lot with my computer trying to listen for my find my phone because I kept like alerting it. And I'm like looking for it in the parking lot because on the map, it looked like maybe it was in the parking lot. And then across the field, one of my teacher friends like, Molly, she's holding the phone. I'm like, where was it? She was like in the bottom of the trash. All the time, stuff like
it's
that.
Amazing, she found it.
You're like,
it.
Uh-huh, exactly where I left it. Thank you so much.
So my fail is just my brain. It's completely frustrating. And so, you know what? I got a double fail. My other fail is that I started my fucking period yesterday, and my baby's only 4 months fucking
major
old.
Fail. Major Ooh, fail.
God.
That's like not.
That's your body failing you.
My right. last baby, it was 10 months, you guys.
Oh, I had 18.
Yeah. I had a year and a half.
Me too.
Wow. Lucky bitches.
Molly, you're just super fertile.
4 months.
Guys, can we do an episode on periods? It's actually a really good one. That sounds disgusting, but it's a good
sure,
one.
Sure, just lost half our listeners right there. Let's do it next week.
Right. Also, Sarah, about the mommy brain, real quick. Are there some specific supplements that we should be or could be taking for the brain to help memory and stuff while nursing?
She's 2 weeks postpartum. You really should have prepped her with that question before we went on air.
And also, I love how you're like, just real quick, I've got about 1 second to hear the answer to this. Should I be doing something to make myself smarter? I need the answer in 2 seconds.
No, Sarah's going to come back with something.
No, caffeine. I'm really not.
Okay,
yeah,
oil.
Caffeine.
Fish oil.
Fish oil.
Coconut oil.
Caffeine. No, because actually, I think... I'm almost positive that the studies have shown that there's no, like mommy brain is not a real thing, which
okay.
Of course,
Sarah?
we know it is.
Stop. Just stop.
I know. We know it is, but.
Okay. You know what though? Even my husband sent me an article that was like pregnancy and birth, et cetera, changes a woman's brain forever. And it went in.
He was Googling, why is my wife a dum-dum?
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband has used words, you guys, that are really not okay.
But it's hard too because it's also just straight sleep deprivation and exhaustion, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But you are stretching your brain. Because the shit I'm doing now with two kids, I would never have imagined I could handle when I only had one. And so every time you stretch yourself, I'm sure there's like a period where you're going brain dead. Anyway,
explains my meltdown at Bank of America perfectly.
Totally. We all need to remember to eat and drink more water. If we don't have nutrients, we're dead in the water. So
okay,
that's
a good
thanks,
100%.
Allie. Thank you, Allie.
I think that's where a lot of it is.
It's true. Okay,
it is true.
Does anybody have anything else?
Let's wrap it up with this eight.
Just some nipple hair and 20 extra pounds over here.
More water.
Failing it.
Okay, listeners, don't forget to drink your water. And that is Nursing and Cursing signing off.
Aww.
I love you guys.
Bye. Did
you just fart?
No, that was Matilda.
That was a baby.
Oh. I love you, Matilda.
Check us out next week for another episode of Nursing and Cursing, where it's safe to admit that you just left your kid in the car to run into Ace Hardware for 5 minutes.